فتقعد يبقى قوي بجد. Okay, so we finished up that last sugya, and therefore you can even, the Ran says, I think he even takes it to the final psak. So we basically have three different tanoim over here. We have the Tanakama and the Tanakama, who just says you go buy a new product. A new product is, you don't look at the, even though it comes from the same source, but it's a new product, and therefore the new product is going to be mutter, and therefore that's just goes across the board. You have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says, the way I remember, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is basar ben, basar in Aramaic means to go after. Like Basra, Basra, you go after the last one. So Basra Ben Beseira, he goes after the lineage, and he says if your father is called on the son, then that's Kol Shem Toldasa Kuya Al Shem Ben Shem Nikra Alav. If you have the name of the father on the son, then they're connected, and therefore basically all these four are connected, which is the opposite of Tanakama. Because now all the children, they're connected to the father, so they're all going to be Aser. And then you have the last view is the Chachamim, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says it depends. If the derech is to eat, then you have in mind both of them. And if you and the pshat of that was that we said that he held like the Tanakama in one part. If the derech is to eat, then it's also on both. If the derech is not to eat, then you only have in mind the derech, the thing which is, let's say, the child is the derech to eat, but the father is not derech to eat, then that's mutter. That was the chiddush. That's where he argued on his predecessors. And the Ran ends off, just if we should see the last line, how the Ran ends off. Because he said brilliantly how that is the one thing which the Chachamim has to be coming to argue, because everything else, it doesn't make sense. And therefore he says it has to be that the Chachamim is coming to argue only on Stavonis. Stavonis itself, that on the first part, on the Tanakama, Stavonis, which is, should be, you made a nether on it, so it's Aser. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Basar Basba, you made a nether on it, it's Aser. Rabbi Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, no, you never meant it, because it's not the derech to eat it. So you never meant it to answer that whole thing. Okay, so that was there. Therefore he said, and to say maybe, why can't you say maybe he's coming to argue on Tamarim? Maybe he's coming, the only other choice would have been to say he's arguing about Tamarim. But that can't be either, because that wouldn't make sense, right?
Because
we eat tomorrow, and that the Rav Shimon ben Elazar's very words were Kol Shadar Galecho V'Derech LaHayoytzi Mimenu Lecho. You're going tomorrow, him with Vashmar. Not the boy, also B'Yotzi Mimenu. So it's, why shouldn't it be Aser? It is. There's no reason why it shouldn't be Aser. So therefore, that was not Shaila. So therefore, the Ran ends off with that line. He says, "Tamarim," right? If you see the bottom, the last line before, let's say Hayayin, let's say 5, 10, around 11 lines, 12 lines on the bottom, Mehen de'atmarim. So the Ran just speaking out that last choice, that tamarim nami deshavu nami travayu. To talk about the Tamarim, the Shavu Nami Travayu Li Sura, that the first two predecessors were Aser, that they Aser the actual dates. Lekala Beba de Shari Rabbanim Basroi Mena Tamarim. You can't say that was the idea of the Rabbanim Basroi, of the Chachamim, to say Mutter on the Tamarim. The Lishri Be Tamarim, that they should say to Rabbi Yudim and say to the Tanakhama, that's Mutter. Why? Be Tamarim Gufayu, in the actual dates. That can't be. Because there's no reason to be mata. You made a nether on a date. How in the world could you explain that the net does not apply to the date? Therefore, that's inexplainable, unexplainable, and therefore that he's obviously not talking about that. So it must be he's talking about the other istavos. Okay, then he has a linian halacha. So if you have to choose between the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, or the Chachamim, so how do we choose the halacha? So the Ran ends off linian halacha kaimelan ketanakama. The bein tabarim, bein b'stavanis, ein yasser ela bahen, avaloi b'dvash v'chaimis shalahen. He says the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that tomorrow b'stavanis you're also on them. But you're not also on the Dvash of Chaim Shalem. So he's saying that it goes after the name, and if it's a new Chefta, he spoke out the idea that this fits with Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbana, the new Chefta, it's changed its Tzura, so then it makes sense that.
So that's for the Chachamim, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, didn't make it into Halacha.
Which
That was the
version?
unique thing that we hit on, that the Mishtabnios would be mutar and the his kavanah was really all about the vinegar. That didn't make it.
Right. So didn't make it to halacha. Yeah. So he's
Even
passing
though
on.
it's Chachamim.
So the pshat. Yeah. I guess you want to know why. Yeah. I'm not sure why he says this, but that's how he's saying that we should pass on like the chachamim, like the Tanakhama. And in the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch, that is what Shulchan Aruch says. Anoydem mitmarim. Mutter bidvash tomorrow. Shulchan Aruch says black and white. You make a nether on a date, you're mutter on the date, honey. Afal pi, and the Rabbah writes in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, Afal pi, even though Shashem had tomorrow a love, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah has a taina, the name of the tamar is on the honey, vinikra, dvash tomorrow. This is why Shulchan Aruch speaks out a whole Gemara here. Mimena says the Ramah, since he changed the tzura, correct, this is the Raja, the Ram brought down, since the tzura changed into a liquid, from what it was in the beginning, so it's a different item. Yeah, the Ramah is putting down the whole kasha. But Kuma, where you say, I'm answering myself on Kuma Dechelba, there you're answering on both. Why? Because that's liquid to liquid. V'oid says Ramah, one last line. Yeah, I have another reason why Dvash tomorrow will be usher, will be mutter. Why the Dvash tomorrow will be mutter in the even though the Kumud Echelba is usher, and the Rambam adds in the Ran because Dimash and Nikra Dvash tomorrow. This is called Dvash tomorrow. Ein ayala kedela have diloy mishar Dvash. It's only made to separate it that you shouldn't just to distinguish it from other types of honeys. So it's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch. What's
To
you?
me, it sounds like the Iker Sfora is the Rashba. And then he just adds in as a supplement.
Yeah. Oh no. Whatever. Okay. He says both.
You
Either
don't
way,
think
it's
so? You don't think so?
okay. Either way, it's very fascinating to see just to read the Shulchan Aruch. And once you see that, once you know the Gemara, it's like an easy thing to know and to remember. So basically, it goes with the Tanakhama, the first Deah, and. Curious, we could look up more later, how he chose that, but that is the halacha. Okay, now we're up to the new Mishnah, halfway down, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.
I don't want to read that. It's when you get so into it, you don't want to read that.
It's so good.
Anyway, you don't
Yeah,
want
that
to do
means it, no
this.
good. It means we're getting the Simchas HaTorah. It's a big achievement if you could say that you enjoy the sugya. Not so many people could walk down the street. Ask someone if he's enjoying his sugya. Is he in which sugya is he in? Is he enjoying it? Look at you, enjoying,
Wait,
Alavaya,
I didn't hear that.
he should understand, but to enjoy also is a good darga to come into shuas with. Okay, so the new Mishnah says, Hanoidim mutter b'yayin tapuchim. So let's say someone says, I'm making a neder on wine. And the question is, what is wine? What is wine? There's yayin tapuchim. There's different types of wine. There's wine of apples.
Apple
Now,
cider.
is that have any alcohol in there?
I think so.
I never tried apple cider in my life. I don't know.
Yeah, so
It has wine in it?
No, it's all
has
wine,
alcohol.
but it's all alcohol.
Oh, really?
So,
Yeah,
Sure.
so
I used to buy apple wine at some coins, and it says in the bottle it's a Shahako.
Shahako. Yeah, that makes sense also. The alcohol is the alcohol, but
Yeah.
yeah, so it's not a grape.
But I don't
Yeah.
recall it having so they sold apple, they sold green.
Yeah, so my Recaller said that he has in his basement a blueberry wine.
Yeah.
So he said I should bring it in, but
That I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't
he
mind.
said he
Yeah,
has it in
show
his
and tell.
basement for a long time. So
That would help with saying that you're enjoying the
yeah, he's really enjoying this so good. Different ways to enjoy it. So yeah, so. That seems to be the pshat here. So they call it apple wine, right? They call it apple wine, right? So then that's the shaila. You said a neder just vaguely. I make a neder on yain. So you mutter on yain tabuchim. You mutter on apple wine. So look at Tosfos. Tosfos speaks out here. Mutter b'yain. Look the Tosfos on the left hand side. Butter, let's see where this is. It's towards the bottom. Let me see where this is printed. Yeah, it's by me, it's the first
Oh,
wide line,
about like
but
four lines down and above the wide lines.
yeah, mutter b'yayin tapuchim. So the you see where the Tosfos is. So when he goes into the Stam Yai,
Oh,
it starts mutter bein tapuchim. So it says, why is it mutter? Sorry, b'yayin tapuchim on the apple wine. The Stam Yai de Anavim Kama. He answers because when you said yayin, you meant Stam Yai. What's Stam Yai? So all these types of apple wine and blueberry wine, that's not going to fit the bill. That's not what Stam Yayin is. And the proof is in the pudding because you call it, what do you call it? You call it Stam Yayin, or you have to call it Yayin Tapuchim, apple wine. So the Taisha says Stam Yayin and the Anovim Kamar. When you say Yayin, you mean from grapes. That's Pashut. We always know that. So therefore, when you therefore that
Even
So Stam Yai is from grapes. That's a Pashup shot. That's how the Tosus learns. Now let's see the Ran. Does the Ran agree to this idea? The Ran is, let's see where the Ran is. Ran is right after the line that we just read of Le'inyan Halacha. Hayayin mutter b'yayin tapuchim. That you made a hanoydim. So that's by the Mishnah. Hanoydim mutter b'yayin tapuchim. The kivan sheyesh loy shem levai, since it has
an adjective.
an adjective. Like we have this word levai certain places, like in Sukkah, when the Gemara speaks about it's a whole Gemara there about when you're trying to determine the right min, what exactly is a lulav and hadasim. So the Gemara says. There, Igmar also speaks about Azov. Azov, you have to take the grass for different times, Pesach or for Mitzvah. So it says you have to take an Azov. Azov Stam, Azov Veloy, Azov Midbar, Veloy, Azov Rome, Veloy, Azov, which is from Greek, Azov Yavon. Azov is Ava, Azov is a grass, just a plain grass, and not a grass who has a modified name.
So they listen to stuff that's supposed to
So this is in Sukkah. This
say.
is one place. This actually when he speaks about Hadassim, also they go into the mean. So he's saying when it has a Shem Lavoi, a modifying name. So all these names, if you call, let's say, Azov Yavon, Azov Rome, those are modifying the name of Azov. That's not plain Azov. So that's called a shame of voice when it has a modifying name. So the Ran is therefore saying here that it has a name that tips that the kiven sheyesh loy shame lavoy loy mikri yain stam. That's not called Yayin Stam because it has an accompanying name, a modifying name, Yayin Tapuchim. So that's not Yayin Stam. Very simple. It has a modifying name. Now, the question is the Ran and Tosfos agreeing? Not so simple. Right, because the Tosfos said a different thing. The Ran is saying if it has a different name than accompanying name, obviously that's not Yayin Stam.
That's different than how we've been learning it before. We've been saying if it has wine in the name or milk in the name, then it's unless it's the other one's a modifier of what type of, like, now we're flipping it. Now we're saying now wine
Although
meant
those were
wine stuff.
derivatives, those were derivatives. Right? It was different
Yeah,
than the nature too, right?
but we were saying that because it
Yeah,
has it in the name, it's usser. Even when it's
This also
now,
seems to be
from
this
the
also
parent.
seems to be like a
Is this your milk
divergence,
chocolate?
right?
Right, but again,
Case.
right, a different thing,
Where it
but it
was,
was.
where it wasn't a derivative. That's what Max was in your. This is more of the sugya.
Wait, so
This is
Len is
milk
saying you can't
chocolate
compare
to
that.
this in.
But Len is saying you can't compare this to the
Right,
Kuma
because it's
d'chalba,
not a derivative.
not a
Right.
derivative.
Right.
It's
And I'm just saying, but Max
it
brought
is
it up
wine now.
before, right?
It's
On
a
milk
type of
chocolate.
wine, but
And
it's
now
not.
it's got
Milk
other
chocolate.
ingredients to
It's an
change it.
ingredient. Yeah, but
Milk
do you call
chocolate
that
is
wine? The
different.
question is, do you even get into the
That's
picture?
different.
You even get to
Oh,
first
sorry.
base. Maybe this is not even the right type of wine. Before
What
you.
is it? The
It's a
right type of
totally
wine
different
matter? You
food.
said wine.
Do you mean all wines?
When you
Or.
say Shemin, I can't put oil in my car. I can't benefit from oil.
Well, no, we're
So I
saying
can't
that
motor
means you said
oil?
it's all eating. You said it's
Well,
all
I'm just
eating.
saying.
No, but
Yeah.
yeah, okay, that would be enough. But one thing, but what we're talking about is this even the right shaman? If you might have the wrong shaman. Oh, you want to know that different
So
type?
if I say I'm
It
Usher
depends
for
if it's
Shemin,
shaman
are
zayas.
they going to bring up Shemin? Because Shemin would be
We're going to
olive
speak
oil.
about
Without a
shaman.
Shemin, it's going to
Yeah,
be olive oil.
that's the
And
next line.
avocado oil won't be included.
Oh, that's the next line. The next line, look, read the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the
Right,
Mishnah
because it's
says,
oil
Min
treatment.
HaShemen. Min HaShemen mutar b'shemen. If you say a nether on oil, you're also on regular oil. What is that?
But reading this line
Right.
now, we would say if you said a netter on milk, chocolate milk is fine.
No, that's a third category. That's an ingredient, we were
What
saying.
isn't apple wine? Isn't apple an ingredient in the wine? Isn't
It's
it
not,
wine with
no.
apples?
We don't
It's a little
compare
different.
wine using
I'm
grape
wrong.
wine.
It's a little different.
That's what we're saying.
The
Totally different. Different
the,
food.
It's
it's a
different.
different
Is
thing.
it? Is it? I don't
It,
drink
apple
wine.
wine is
Wine
not
is
an
not an
alcoholic drink
ingredient.
made from apples, right?
Yeah. Wine is an
So
ingredient.
wine's
It
not
doesn't
even.
have no wine in it, no
It's
grape
a
juice
little
in it.
different. It's my fault. I shouldn't have
Yeah.
thrown that in.
Dr. Woodrow, what you're saying that this is apple wine. It's not wine with grapes. It's
It's wine with apples.
It's
wine
not
with
an apple and
apples.
apple.
Okay. Okay, now I get the difference. Okay, so there's no, when we say wine, we mean grape wine. And this does,
What's the stump thing that
So
you
this is
drink
like, if
though?
you said,
Right.
I'm ushering milk, you mean
Oh,
cow milk.
olive
And
oil
if
is
you were to have
essential.
goat milk, you'd be okay.
Right. Now you threw in a monkey wrench here.
Olive oil.
Because you said, if you say milk, what type of milk is that?
Probably cow milk
And what about
in
goat milk?
Canada
Oh,
in
and what about goat milk?
2026. What?
And what about goat milk?
All right.
I
That
think goat milk would also.
wouldn't be included.
I've news for you. You know, when the Torah says, Eretz zavas chalav u'davash,
Well, it depends. I'm saying
what
depends on the
is.
society.
Okay, fine. So chalav, what's the definition of chalav? Rashi in Chumash always says, chalav azov mina izim. It comes from goats.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have so many cows
Now,
in Israel.
that's the
I guess they
problem. They
had
didn't have
goats.
cows.
Didn't have
Yeah, there
cows.
were
Yeah,
goat
they
farmers or whatever.
had goats and no cows.
Our own cows.
Okay, that's something to think about. It's not a partial example. If you want to give me a partial example to
Like
prove
goat
your
milk,
point,
almond milk. That wouldn't
Well,
work.
that for
Oh,
sure is.
that's almond milk would be an example where it's not the actual milk. Goat is ready. We could debate
Okay,
that.
so apple wine is wine that comes out of apples.
Yes,
Okay.
right. That's why we said blueberry wine is like
They
similar.
distill apples, and that's
I thought it was
like
just
a.
grape wine with blueberries in
No.
it.
Oh, that's what you thought. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
I thought
was,
are these,
flavoring.
is this in
Yeah,
which
an
case? There's still wine
exactly.
in there.
Right, then
The
it's
problem is that
clear.
blueberry one would also not be included. Like you're giving one example of not the
Yeah, anything
common
that's
usage.
not
So
regular
anything,
wine.
so yeah. So even though it just says apple wine, it would include other things that wouldn't normally be associated with the regular grape wine, like
Right.
blueberry wine or
whatever else.
Yeah, so we have a it sounds like we have a machlokes between the Ran and the Tosfos. Why? So you make basically the case is he made a neder on wine, and the halacha is he's mutter on apple wine and blueberry wine. Why? So the Tosfos says,
Some wine is
like Max is
considered
saying, I think you're going on Tosfos's idea, because he says Stam yayin dan davim kavar. When you say yayin, it's from grapes. The Ran is saying a little different. The Ran is saying, well, if you need to have a name
modifier.
which is modifying it, then that's not the source. That's not the main one. Anytime you have to say a name modifying.
So is chocolate milk a modifier? According to the Ran, would chocolate milk be okay?
No, but chocolate milk, you're not really modifying the it's not the it's you help you have the actual milk right there. You just put in chocolate. That modified it just to help the actual heftadi surah have a nice taste on it, and the kids will drink it, but it's the same milk.
But isn't that what the Ran's saying? You modified.
Yeah,
Source though.
yeah but
So is it
but
apples versus grapes?
but yeah, but the difference is when you have chocolate milk, the milk is for sure chalav. Stam chalav is milk, as opposed to coconut milk or maybe even goat's milk. But over here, what's that, just to get this, here you're saying it's real milk. You have milk, you put chocolate in. You did modify it, but you modified a davar aser. That modifying a davar aser does not make it mutter. It was a davar aser, you put some chocolate in it, it's still going to be aser.
How do you plug that back into the run, what the run is saying?
Okay, you want to take the Ran very far and say, well, if you modify the name, it's mutter. I think he's saying, but the modifier, whenever you put in the name, which modifies a modifier name, it's a new name.
It changed the
But
category.
it changed your category.
For
But
example,
it has to be a new category from its
but that's
outset.
not what he said.
Well,
I'll give you an
I think
example.
that's what he
Vinegar,
means.
a neder on vinegar, you'd be mozzarella and wine vinegar because the modifier of vinegar. Stam
What type
vinegar,
of vinegar?
you said vinegar.
Yeah.
So stam vinegar is, say, let's say, made out of
Wheat.
wheat. Okay? And you said, and so you'd be mozzarella and wine vinegar. It's a modifier. It changed from the stem of vinegar to wine vinegar. You'd
So
be
that I
mozzarella,
understand from what Toso says, but the way the Ron words it doesn't
No, it's
sound
got a
like that.
modifier. It's got wine vinegar, and therefore it's mozzarella.
Why do you have to call it wine vinegar? Just say it's vinegar. Why do people say this is wine vinegar? Wine, well, wine, apple wine, apple wine,
I know, but I don't hear the difference between apple wine and chocolate milk. It's this.
No, because chocolate milk is a heftadi surah. You have the actual
That
milk.
I
You
understand from
can't make it
Tosos.
mutter. You can't make the milk doesn't turn into a new hefta. Chocolate milk is not a new item. It's the same. It's still milk. Would you call it milk, or it didn't change to be a new hefta that is milk and chocolate milk and apple juice? It's still milk for all halachas. Whatever. Let's say.
Okay, but so read that back in the run. How does the run? How is he saying
No,
that?
I agree. Chocolate milk would fit in with wine vinegar. No, it would be the
No,
same
no.
as
You're,
why?
I think
Why?
you're
You've
confusing.
got
I think
milk
you're confusing the
is
name that's a modifier versus the act. We're not
which is
talking
actually
chocolate. Yeah,
modified.
exactly. Chocolate milk is just a
One is the modifier. One
modification.
is modified.
Almond milk is from a different
Apple
habit.
wine is not. It's not wine. It's modified. It's a different
We're
thing.
talking about
Okay, but
the name
how is
modifier,
the
not the
Ran saying
product
that?
being
That's my
modified.
only question is how do we read that into the Ran? I understand you guys are extrapolating that, but how does it understand from what he's saying?
What does the Ran explain?
The Ran's words
The Ran
are.
says if it has a modifier, then it's not the stump
No,
thing.
that's not
And
what he
that's what.
says. He says if the name is modified,
Good, yeah. So that limits it, right?
the
That's what
name
we're
is
saying.
modified. If it has a
Only
modifier, meaning you went from
why would he say the
wine
name is
to apple.
modified? Why wouldn't he say if the object has a modifier?
No, because
He's it seems like he's highlighting the name.
the name. That's why I
Right.
think that milk chocolate is should be fit in
But
with,
he
like
says
you
it's
said.
not.
And I'm arguing for you.
I
No, because it's the use of the term. If the product was modified, then you'd be right if that was captured under a chocolate milk versus milk. Only the name has been modified to show that it's a different, completely
Well,
different
I think that
product.
chocolate milk is
Apple
different. I
cider
think that chocolate milk
versus
is different than
apple
milk.
wine.
I think chocolate milk's a
No,
different
but
thing than milk.
it's
It's only
flavored
being,
milk.
yeah, it's
That's
just flavored. It's the
it's
same
flavored
source versus
milk.
almond. But like, read the Ran literally. What is he saying?
Ran says, the first Ran in the Mishnah, Noider min hayayin, mutter b'yayin tapuchim. It's mutter in wine, apple wine. The kivan sheish l'shem lavai, because since it has a name that modifies it, it's a new name. It's a name that modifies the name wine. Yayin Stam. Obviously, it's not Yayin Stam because Yayin Stam, all you have to just say is Yayin, and then you'll get it. You know what you mean. Why do you have to give the title?
Is it a modifier? It's a specific name. But I mean the modifier is like this.
Company. This is literally a company.
So it's not counted under the general term.
It's a specific. That's what it's called, even though it's named. That's
a name. It has a name accompanying it. Like the Azev, you have to take the grass for the Metzoyah. What type of Azev? Don't take the Azev Edoim or the Azev Yavon or the Azev Midbar, Midbari. There's different types of grass. So there's also, I should have looked up the other cases in by the Hashanahs. Shem Levi is a new accompanying name with the name, let's say wine. Why do you have to give it this accompanying name? Mikri Yayin Stam Yayin is doesn't need, you know, this right. is like a it's like a commercial, you know, you don't need a, this is the Iker, just we don't need any the real thing, this is the real Yayin.
Yeah, because really? the generic name captures what
the
people normally associate.
After
you can also get
two different things.
What?
I have after in the name, Joy after, Dove after. This, you know,
Mr. After. It's clear. There's one
after.
There's one after. What do you say?
No, it's just also you can get was it Simcoe wine? Mango wine, but it was really just wine modified. It wasn't. It didn't come from mangoes. It's like chocolate milk. It's still wine. But here, the generic name
really?
Captures.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have mango wine in my mind if I said I'm Syrah wine.
No, but you're saying anything
it's
that has
wine
a, anything that has
like can peach,
it's not
peach
it's the
grape
wine.
Juice.
No, you're saying it's like they have for the kids the sparkling grape
right.
juice with a flavor in it. What type?
Yeah.
You know, they have that flavor.
Peach
what,
grape juice,
yeah,
right?
Peach yeah.
flavor, peach flavored grape juice.
Yeah,
right. So, what is that? Is that
right, that's
the
grape
juice?
Grape juice.
Juice.
Awesome.
But that grape drink is
yeah,
what?
Grape it's just grape flavor.
Yeah, well, that's Stam. They don't even call wine. Right, they don't call wine. So now you take chocolate milk, but it's really milk. It's really milk. It's just put in chocolate.
Right.
You did change the Hefta just because you give it a new
but
name.
Ron didn't say that.
Right,
all the
right.
Ron said, I'm arguing for
a modifier.
All the Ron said, modifier there.
And
it's not the Stam thing. Stam milk doesn't have chocolate.
Mm-hmm. How are you using the term modifier? It's to indicate that it doesn't
Stam
fall under
milk
the general category of wine. It's not wine. But you're using it loosely. It's like saying that, you know, marketing people say new and improved. It's the same product, new and improved.
I know,
so
but Toso says that the object is made from something that's different, where he's just saying the name is different.
Yeah, but the name doesn't change. Chocolate
so
milk.
How are they
chocolate milk is still milk.
So if that's not the way that they're different, because I think that's a good way to make a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ron. How do you think the machlokas is?
Well, they're not, doesn't have, you don't have to go to chocolate milk to do that because chocolate milk. I think everyone would agree that chocolate milk. The Tosfos would say it comes from milk.
Sure,
it's milk.
Yeah.
And the Ron would say you didn't modify it to you didn't. You can't take a Dover Usser and add something in and modify the Dover Usser.
That's bullshit. Right, like that's why he doesn't. That's why it can't be interpreted. The modifier is ambiguous because if I'm mastering myself from something, I'll just add a little flavor to. Oh, now I'm potter. That's what you're saying. It can't. There's no way they would argue that. So modifier must mean something that just distinguishes it from the comp.
No, I'm coming from a maple.
No, that's fine. I'm not. We're not looking at who's coming for to be machmir. Who's coming for
maple?
You water on yourself. You put now you have salt water.
Exactly.
You can have salt water.
Exactly.
Like you can have salt water.
Right.
It's salt water.
Right. So they can't mean that. They
yeah,
mean
but read that in his words.
You're
that's
right.
my problem.
Kiva the run. Given to Yesh Le Shem Lavoy, since you call it with an accompanying name, it's Yayin Tapuchim, apple wine. Doesn't you didn't just say Yayin? Le Mikri Yayin Stam. That proves it. It's self-proving that. It's not called Yayin Stam. You even need to give a new name to it.
Milk chocolate is the same thing in that case.
I mean, chocolate.
Or chocolate milk.
Sorry, chocolate milk. No, but
it's
chocolate.
The same thing. Because you changed, you gave it a new accompanying name.
No, but
it's not
no, you're
Stam
taking
milk.
It in a very literal sense.
Yeah, well,
like,
that.
I don't know, but I think we have to read into it that it's not, it doesn't mean it.
No,
it's,
but no,
it's
one second. I don't think you could compare what you're saying because the Ron is coming to say different types of foods. What is called a Yayin Stam? this type yai, this is this called yayin, like we have grape
grape wine
juice, we
is
have
nice.
certain types of
Champagne
sparkling, we
is.
have champagne. So you can ask a champagne wine, fine, you could ask about all those things. But when you get to chocolate milk is not a new substance.
Right.
It's really milk in it. It's really milk. It's really
Yeah.
milk. Now the chocolate doesn't make it mutter. It's not a new chefta. These other things are chefta. When you have champagne, you could think about what it's made out of. Apple wine, you could
So
think.
the mango wine, if you read the run, would be mutter or
It's
usser.
for us, because that would be the same exact thing. It's wine. It's for sure wine. It's wine. You put in a little flavor, you modify it, but you have davar usser. The difference is when are you taking a davar usser and modifying it by putting in a little taste, a little flavor, or do you have a
So
new
you're
item?
saying when he says lo mikra yayin stamas, it means the item was not from
No,
yayin.
no, no, no. Like mikri means not cold.
Right, so then.
Yayin, stam. When you say yayin, what do you mean? You don't mean apple wine, because haraya, you have to say the word apple. So
You would
apple
call
isn't.
mango wine just wine.
If you want to boil it down to its components, really, mango wine is really wine. Really wine. It's called flavor, but it doesn't change the chefta. The actual chefta is still wine. That's really yayin stam. It really is yayin stam. The shem levaya is just flavoring. That doesn't really get into the root of chefta. Is it a new item or is it a different item? Yeah, I think that's the difference
So you're
between.
going to say that there is a difference, though. What is it between the run and the process?
And the difference is just how do you get to your end result? The Tosa said it has to do with what is the stam. Where does wine come from? Stam, says the Ran. Look at the Ran here. I mean, Tosa says stam. Stam yayin is from an oven. The next case is going to be shemen. Stam shemen. Is
So it's a
shemen
science.
sesame oil, canola oil, or shemen zayas? So, what?
Shell oil.
Maybe in Canada it's canola. I don't know the statistics, but
Though, so the Mishnah says in the next words, min ha-shemen, mutter b'shemen, shum shemen. If you say oil, you're mutter in sesame oil. So it says the Ran, it says the Tosis on that line, why are you mutter in sesame oil? The stam shemen, who
Shemin
shemen zayas?
Zayas.
What's your stam shemen? Plain shemen is shemen zayas. And then the next case is going to be devash. If you say I make a nether on honey, what are you usher on? Do you
Bees
say
honey.
you're usher on bees honey
And your mutter
or
on
date honey?
date. Your mutter on date.
So what do you think is the main one? Which one's the
Bee
main one?
honey. Bee honey
Here,
is.
bee honey.
So
Oh, maybe in Israel it would be
so those so all over the Ran, the next Taisa says weiter. You make a nether. The Mishnah first says min hadvash mutter bedvash tomorrow. You're mutter on date honey.
Oh, so this one was
Thank you.
the
Someone was please.
Says
Oh,
the
even
Taisa.
though Eretz Avachalav Udvash means is referring to date honey.
Yes, exactly. Look at the next Taisus. He says your mutter bedvash tomorrow. Why? He says here two words. Why you mutter in dvash? Devash, Zehu, Devash.
So, but earlier you said cows and goats would be the same.
I said we have to think about that. I said it's a debatable question. Would
That's
that
not different
be,
enough.
yeah, is it different enough? It could be. It could be it's different enough. You have to know. It is different. There is a goat's milk is a little different. If it tastes really different, then maybe it is different. It probably does taste, goat's milk probably tastes different. So, if in the stores it's a separate, it's a separate product.
Not in the same,
Yeah, it's not even in the same fridge.
fridge, whatever.
Yeah, but if it's not on the same shelf, then I can hear that that's
Although,
not.
I think there's a closer connection between goat and
I'm
cow's
pretty
milk,
sure.
animal milk, versus a date and a bee and getting honey from the bee and what it produces versus a date. They're far more removed, I think, than cow milk and goat animal milk, right? If you really contrast, I
Well,
think
yeah.
these two.
But isn't this how they were, how it's perceived when they eat it? Like, what if you never drink goat milk? Sorry.
Animal milk versus a date,
So you
versus
have to
date,
know
bigger difference.
if it's a different product, which I believe it is, Taka, then I'd agree with you that you'd be mutter in goat's milk. If you say challah, maybe you'll be mutter in. Even
right
though
now we're holding your stam das is whatever the majority of way you get that item.
What the stam, what people understand, davash. Davash is bee honey, says the Tosfos. Honey, oil is shemen zayas. Yayin is grapes, is from grapes. And the next case in the Mishnah, is also, you make a neder, I won't have vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to have chometz istavonis?
Yeah,
wine vinegar. Chometz istavonis?
Yeah, for sure. You can have it,
Because
stam vinegar is not made out of...
Okay, but mistavonis is a different definition. Mistavonis means it's the grapes that were a little bit unripe. They were in the field in the winter.
I don't know how they normally...
It's not the regular way of vinegar.
I don't know how they normally made vinegar.
So the normal way is they take... let's look at that. Let's look further. What is the normal way? Is not from those unripe grapes that are in the field. The normal way is to take wine and they let it spoil and it becomes chometz. Yain v'nasa chometz. So it's regular grapes make
Here's
regular
the
wine.
Source. That's even a closer connection.
Right. Well,
the actual item.
Not the
name.
Yeah. Category.
Was it fitting in the pattern? Or
so so the next case is someone makes the nether on chometz, mutter b'chometz tavanis.
It's fitting in the pattern.
He's mutter b'chometz tavanis. Says the Tosfos once again. Why? The stam chometz miyayin toiv shehechmetz. Stam chometz comes from wine that's good that became sour.
See, but that's how chocolate milk is made.
No, it's not a new chefta.
They take sour milk and
sour milk.
That's originally that's what chocolate milk was the milk that was about to go bad. They flavored it.
Was
and
this what? What do you think?
I'm pretty sure you can ask ChatGPT later, but I'm pretty sure that was the original reason of.
But no.
Nowadays, maybe they just take regular milk. That was like how chocolate milk was.
Yeah, but it was.
They didn't have Hershey's.
What that? But it was still good. It was still good. The milk when they put in the chocolate, right?
More like the Mistavanas.
It was dying to spoil.
It was
I don't know about that one. It makes sense from a business point of view.
Yeah,
that what yogurt is what
special special.
Enzymes,
cultures in them.
Yeah.
Special type. Of
what are you saying?
Special types of cultures. Bacteria put in.
What to make it into yogurt?
Yeah.
So that
says it's a long-running myth. So maybe a.
Don't trust chat.
Chocolate is a type of flavored milk. Like that's what it says here.
Uh huh. So yeah. So that makes sense. So it's chocolate milk is the actual milk, it's the real milk. So that's why it's different. You're flavoring an item which is really the davar ha'asur. It's really asur. Okay.
So what's the difference between like the hair? This is 90% water.
Your coffee?
Yeah. If I made a neder on water, would my coffee be asur?
You make a neder on water. You make a neder on water.
Interesting.
Yeah. Could you have a coffee?
Well, you don't think of coffee.
I know, but it's not 90% water, though. Is it a flavor?
What about a watermelon? Can you have a watermelon then?
Could you have a watermelon? Are you allowed to have a watermelon?
Your body is 60%
water.
What are you
going to
do?
Yeah,
it's
going
to be. Your soup is 90% water, right? Whatever soup you make.
Yeah, so I guess if you ask yourself a water, you'll be also on the soup. You'll be also on the soup. What coffee? I think you'll be also on the coffee. Right? No? What do you think?
People are willing to pay a lot more for coffee than water, so maybe...
Max, what do you think of his example?
It says that chocolate milk was originally, as it got close to the date of the expiry, they would add chocolate to it and sell it as chocolate milk. But nowadays, it's made just with
rice. Okay, that I get it.
What happened to that one?
Because it's not spoiled milk. It's not milk.
Right.
But the Mistavas are actually like bad grapes.
Right. These are bad grapes. Yeah. So,
they didn't listen later.
So the question is, so Mr. Spiegelman wants to know, what about coffee? If you make a nether on water, are you buttering coffee? But I think there you're using the water. It's much worse. I think your mom is using water. So it would be usher. It would
really?
Sound.
But like, yeah, really? All,
I think
all, every drink has water in it.
Yeah, so you might be out there. Well, it depends. Milk, you might be motor milk.
Right, milk.
Milk is watermelon, you might be motor watermelon.
He made it on water.
Yeah.
He'd be 100% motor on coffee. And water are two totally different things.
Really?
Now, the main ingredient.
Is it just brown water? Is that what coffee really is? Brown water.
Go think of I'm having a coffee. I'm having a glass of water. You think the same thing? I don't think so. I think it goes according to how people think.
Yeah.
And people don't
What do you mean? You're
know.
using water, not it's
Even
98%.
Coke as well is like what percent water? It's mostly water.
The same thing for Coke. I wouldn't
Yeah.
think Coke and water are the same thing.
Right.
Do you think you're mutter and coke?
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds.
Really?
It's water made up
What did
of
you say before?
it's majority
Goat's milk,
water.
you said you'd be us, right?
Goat's milk, it depends. No, it
We're
depends if
coming
it's.
at it from two different angles. I go to to exclude.
Well,
Could you not breathe if you mustered yourself on water?
no, that's different though. That's different. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm just showing you how Tosis is Lishitasai. Tosis says, "I look at the stam. What is a stam? We always have stam. We write stam. Stam havash leishem yoim. Alone is 30 days. Geder is made out of avonim." Rashi says, "When Bilam banged his foot into the wall, Rashi says, what type of wall was it?" Right to the gather, stam gather avonim. It's made out of stones. He was stam here. Stam chaimetz is made out of yayin toiv, out of good wine. Stam dvash is from bees. Stam yayin is from grapes. And stam shemen is shemen zayis.
Let me ask you something else. If you made your neder on coffee, would you be mutter on tea?
Yeah. If you
You'd
made a
be
neder on coffee, you mutter on tea. Yeah.
Yeah,
Have a
but
minute.
they're completely different objects and different names.
Yeah,
Well, they're both made out of mostly water.
and
Yeah, you didn't say
then
water. You said coffee.
yeah, this gets it does get tricky. Well, I yeah, you have to
Definitely don't ask yourself on water is the main thing I
I guess
this
that would
year.
be also one direction. If you ask yourself on coffee, you would think water would be okay. I guess the
Yeah,
other
for
way,
sure.
yeah, the other way would be okay, right?
So you'd have to say stum water. I'm
Or
asking
you say
myself
water. When you say
on just water.
water, yeah, water is water. That's dumb. That's the Tosfos. I don't think the Ran is saying that. The Ran is saying that you have to add in these titles, which are modifiers. That shows us that's Megala. That reveals to us that you didn't. That's not Yayin Stam. Whenever you're putting in these modifiers,
So
as
like
long as you.
avocado oil, canola oil.
So what are they made out of? If yeah, because it says canola oil, it's just telling you that it's a different type of oil, right? All those
But if it didn't have the other name, even though it was made out of canola oil, but we called it oil, then according to the run, it sounds like
then it
not
might
enough.
yeah if you
Like if
stomp
goat milk was just called milk.
yeah so I yeah I think that's I think people don't say I think goat's milk is not included and that you will say goat's milk, right? You're going to say goat. Goat is going to be the modifier, so it's a different thing. It is a
So
different
you
thing.
wouldn't,
So
but like
that's
at
not
the
a thing.
beginning, you're a
It,
little
yeah,
unsure.
I wasn't sure how they sell it,
Okay.
but it, you, I don't think anyone here would ever stop drink goat's milk, right? You wouldn't mix it up at the store, and if you bring it home, your family would throw you out, probably. But it's really a different thing. I would think goat's milk is not regular milk. Supposed to be healthier, much
Healthier.
healthier. Yeah,
Also,
it
camel milk, right? Isn't there?
but camel milk it's not kosher. But
Right.
I had a friend who was very, very healthy. He only drank goat's milk.
Yeah, my daughter's family because they're allergic to regular milk.
It's not like not
Wow.
lactose
Okay.
intolerant.
Lactose intolerant? Not
But
lactose
they're
intolerant.
allergic to milk. They're allergic to goat's milk.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Yes. Whenever they came here, we had to go find Pesach, kosher Pesach goat's milk.
Hello, Israel and
What?
Russia.
Hello, Israel too.
So what would be the difference then? What would Tosfos say about goat's milk? Would there be a difference between Tosfos and the Ran in certain things?
In terms of goat's milk, Tosfos would agree.
The stem is from a
Stam
cow.
milk is not goat's milk. Yeah, so stam oil is not
Unless
canola oil.
you lived in a
Unless you, right,
society
where that's
where
what it was,
the stem
right?
milk was goat's
Yeah,
milk.
yeah. So
Gypsies or
there
whatever.
would
probably be a knockment. There's no like difference. They wouldn't come out with different, I guess, arguments.
Right. Well, so far now, I'm saying, but you have to see today would be the Shulchan Aruch today. How you Paskin today? You'd have to see What do people call stam oil? What do they call? Yeah, if things change, like you're saying, so that if people would say go buy oil and everyone starts using, let's say, you know, there is heavy competition for shaman zayas nowadays, right? What do you use for cooking?
Right, there's all kinds of things now.
It's all right. Those so
don't use olive oil; it's too expensive.
Right. So it's getting
probably snort shaman, yeah, which is shaman zayas.
Very bad.
Yeah,
it's probably something like canola oil.
Yeah, canola,
canola is probably
people trying to use
the cheapest, probably the cheapest oil. Yeah. And that's probably what people use most.
So you could think about what does the definition of stam oil? Did it change? Did it change? When you say oil, according
does that
to
mean they divert? The Ron and that's what they diverged in
it. Well, according to Tysis, you have to know what when you say according to the Ron, you have to. It has to do with. The Ron would say, "What do you call it? You look at the name. Do you say canola oil, or do you say
oil?
Or you say oil. But according to the Tysis, Tysis saying it has to do with stam,
It's almost I can't.
Yeah, very similar. We'd have to see. Have to search to see if there's a big Naf Kamina. But that's at least a small Naf Kamina. At least we'll have to see. But that's the
dead coming up. Bazai and the David's case that if you made your netter on water and the coffee would, you're saying it would be usher.
Yeah, because
you guys are all saying that's vadai.
It's like adding chocolate into milk. It's adding cocoa into water.
Why is
water.
I think of coffee as a totally different entity?
Because it's because you make yours very dark, you know.
Yeah.
Or I don't.
I mean,
I don't think of water when I think of
colored water.
So I would.
But would bread be usser then? Because you use water to make the dough, like.
So you have to know how far you take it. That's a shayla.
Like a lot of things have water.
Yeah, could be a usser.
It's the water.
I mean, yeah, but watermelon would be mutter. Watermelon would be mutter. That's that.
It's nourished by a cup of water.
Right.
No, but water. Yeah, but it, you mean a cup of water. You mean the cup of water. Watermelon, that was your example, is that's just naturally, there might be water inside, but that's not. Yeah, cucumber, those would be mutter. That would be already mutter. Yes, I think that's different. That's where you draw the line. When it's a cup of water, just you put in coffee or tea, it's the same same thing.
It's like saying coffee water. That's what you're doing. Right? Coffee water.
I mean, that's how you're thinking.
Like
that's how you still call it.
That's how you're thinking about it now. But if you would ask, if I would have asked you before we hit the sugya,
it's like water.
Do you think that coffee and tea are in the same coffee and water? In
well,
the
tea
same
is more obviously modified. Like it's just that you see the water and then you put.
They're both drinks.
Yeah.
Coffee and water. They're both drinks, but olive oil and canola oil are both oils.
Different
and nevertheless they're broken apart. Here they're both drinks, water and coffee or water and coke, but I would have separated them. I wouldn't think that the netter includes them.
Why? They're just added ingredients.
Yeah, flavored water. You're drinking flavored water basically.
Yeah, you're just
the flavor's so strong you don't think of it as water.
Give it a different name.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when my wife says drink water and I say I have a Coke, she's like, that's not water. I said, but it's mostly water.
Yeah, there you go.
She said the sugar water,
right? Yeah, yeah.
That's the other one.
Okay. So this is the this is
sailing.
Okay, so it's very clear now. So now we have four cases in the Mishnah, but we have the Mishnah reads, you're in apple wine.
Why do you need four cases?
Well, no, because they have to tell you each one. What is Stam Shemen? Some people might say Stam Shemen is canola oil. Some people might say it's sesame oil. He says, no, sesame oil is mutter.
Oh, okay.
That's not Stam Shemen or Dvash. Don't think that Devash is Devash tomorrow. Even though the Torah, when the Torah says Devash is Devash tomorrow, it comes out and the Rav Bartanura and the Taisus Yontif, they all speak this out. It comes out that it is a little bit ironic. So when you say
it's just based on your
Devash,
I
love Devash and
Rains. Eris Kavazala
Devash. Use bee honey, then date honey.
Right. So
it's more commonly used.
So it's commonly used. So when we say honey, we mean what we talk about, stam yeah. Devash.
It could have been, though, when they moved to Eretz Yisrael, when they first got there, maybe Devash honey was how they got the honey, and that would have been stam Devash.
So you'd have to see if anything ever changed through the culture, but here it says stam, that whenever you say honey, you mean bees honey, and not honey from dates. But in terms of the Torah is telling you what is Eretz Yisrael praised by, that is the mila of honey that flows from the date. That's what it's praised by. Okay, mm-hmm. could be. It could be that we just don't drink it normally. We don't have it so much, but that is the ultimate.
They're telling us in the times of the Gemara, this was what stum meant.
Yeah, and it's and in Pashtus, it still goes. All these things seem to go over till today.
I guess it, but it depends on what community you're in. Yeah, it could be like some change. Desert people with goats; they have goat milk and not cow milk.
Yeah, so in that community, if you live in a very healthy type of community, everyone's drinking goat's milk. Till according to the Ran, the time that it will change is when you say you go to the store and say, "Please buy me milk," and they understand it means goat's milk. That's what.
Even if you said like a mussarin on steak, we mean cow steak. But in certain countries, they don't eat cow steak. They have kangaroo steak or human steak. Yeah.
Okay. So that is, so people, right? Okay, tuna steak, which is what?
Right. Right.
He's saying a tuna steak, which is really basically fish.
Right.
Yeah. So that's mutter, right? That would be a case.
If you lived in a Japan or a community where steak meant tuna steak, then.
Yeah. So.
It's societal.
Yeah, so it will change, but at least for starting off, the Ran is saying to start off, these are things that are the base definition of what a stam is and what is a shem levoy.
What's the next one?
Yeah. Okay. So this is the first few. Now we go further. There's another one which is kreshin, which is a type of leek. If you say a neder from kreshin, mutter bekaplutos. So it's similar to an onion, but there it's a little different. That's kreshin is this type of, I'm not sure if you call it a leek, but it's like an onion. And a kaplutos is a type of leek.
Same family, I guess.
Yeah, same family, but they have a new name. It's called kaplutos. So since it has a new name, they're a separate type of species. You know, not totally, but a little bit different, but enough that they have a different name. So therefore, that's not included. Now, next case, mina yerek. Let's say you say a neder, I will not have any vegetables. Okay?
Tomatoes. Is tomato a vegetable?
Avocado.
So.
A nut. A sada.
A what?
A nut.
What about nuts? They
consider fruits?
No, nuts are not yerek. I don't think so.
Not a yerek.
Well, not a yerek.
An almond is a fruit.
An almond is a fruit, yeah.
Yeah, but the way way we talk, when we say yerek, we would not include an almond.
We include tomatoes.
Yeah. The tomato would be yasser.
Yeah. Then avocados. No,
I don't know.
Avocados and eights. I know that.
Avocado is a bird for your eights.
One second. Most people consider tomatoes a fruit. So when you go to the grocery store,
no, it's a vegetable. No,
they would consider it as a vegetable. Okay, good. Vegetable.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you say that it's a fruit. Okay.
Avocado, they don't consider vegetable.
Why do?
Avocado. My son won't eat it, but it's green.
Is it a dairy? You eat it, you don't have it after the dinner. You don't have for dessert an avocado.
It's a salad or a sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Right. So here the Shaila is min hayerek. Are you mutter be yerokes hasada? So now there are vegetables that grow in your garden, and there's vegetables that grow in the field wild.
Mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms, exactly.
That's a fungus. It's not even a fruit.
Right. That's not a yerek.
So
yerokes hasada? Mushrooms.
Yerokes is things that grow in your farmers grow in their garden when they're trying to grow crops.
Vegetables mean crops versus wild wild things.
I'm saying which one is the wild
mushrooms
one?
Mushrooms is
which
the greatest
one is the wild one? Yerek or yerek
yerek yerek yerek asada means in the field,
yeah,
Let me just read it again. Yerakos is Yerak HaSada. What is a Sada? What's the idea of Yerak HaSada? So it means it's growing wild.
Oh, okay. So that's the mushrooms.
Right.
Okay.
Well, mushrooms aren't a vegetable, so it's not really a good example.
You can have these.
You found like carrots in the wild or something.
Yerak is something from the garden, right?
Oh, so he's going to say, what is it?
Yerak, lo mashma el yerak pina.
Oh, so one second. Where we got up to? The Mishnah shehu shame halavai. So here the Mishnah itself brings up the idea. It's a shame lavai, and it, therefore the
like
Rashi
say like wild berries or whatever, wild whatever. Like when you, it has a different name.
Yeah,
wild mushrooms.
Right. So it's a shame lavai. It's a new name. Says the Rashi, Yerek Hasada v'lo Yerek Stam. It's not called Yerek Stam. It's called wild berries. Called field like a, you know, there's a similar to a field mouse. The Gemara speaks about different types of mice. The Gemara says there's a field mouse and a city mouse. I mean, that's it's talking about when you talking about Basa B'chalav, if you have nice and tam lefkam, if it makes your whole soup. Depends what falls in. So if it's a field mouse or a city mouse. Because some of them taste better than others.
Either way, you're not eating the soup after.
No, but the question is, it's a trefa object. Did it make your soup taste bad or good?
Wow.
Let's say you took it out. And let's say you won't tell your son what fell in. So he would eat it. No, it's kosher. It's less than 60. But
sure.
I mean, the question is it nice and tam of gam? It's not. No, it's a big piece. But if it's nice and tam of gam, there's a heter in Basra B'chalav called nice and tam of gam. It has a bad taste. So we learn now from a nevela. A nevela is spoiled. So that's not osur. So do the tam of gam. Okay. Anyway.
Which
mouse?
Yes, you're saying the city mouse.
I don't mean this literally. Don't do this at home.
But it's a better
place. I can't pass it right now.
You said son and not daughter.
We'd rather stop here. Len, you're going to try this at home? You can't do this.
We only have city mouses in our area.
Yeah. So, So the Ran, we'll see the Dr. Witch is pointing out that we're gonna see the Ran. So we're getting to the Gemara, but basically that's Yerek. Yerek could be a vegetable that grows here as opposed to in the garden, as opposed to growing wild.
Cultivated versus wild.
Yeah. So we'll see the Gemara. We'll jump right into the Gemara because the Gemara is gonna get into these different types. So let's see Tanya. Tanya says the Gemara, Hanoidim in Hashem and Be'eretz Yisrael. Oh, so it's all relative to where you are and what time period you are. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, that makes a difference. When from Shemen, Mutter B'Shemen, Shum Shemen, Vaz B'Shemen, Zayas. So if you made a nether from Shemen in Eretz Yisrael, then you're Mutter on Shemen, Shum Shemen, you're also on Shemen, Zayas. But if you're in Bavel, then it all changes. Also, Hashem and Shom Shemin, then you become forbidden to have sesame oil. Umut Hashem and Zayis, and you mut Hashem and Zayis.
I don't know.
Oh,
this whole discussion. Anyway,
so Shem and Zayis is going to be mutter because in Bavel they don't call it that.
That's not the normal Shem.
That's not the normal Shem. So it all depends where you're at. Look at the Ran, five lines on the bottom. Mut Hashem and Shom Shemin. The Be'eretz Yisrael, a mistapkin klal. They don't use it at all, Shemen Zayas. Ela B'Shemen Zayas. They only use Shemen Zayas. So, yeah, so you have to see what they use. In Bavel, they only use Shemen Shemen.
Okay. Why is he like highlighting that they only use it? Like, even if they did a little bit, it still wouldn't.
Well, if they would use it, then you have to now start weighing it out. How much do they use it? Do they use it? Is it 50-50? Look at the next line. Look at the next line. Mokon shem v'stapkin mizeh u mizeh. Let's say you have a place where they use oil, sesame oil, and they use shemen zayis. Which one? Asur b'zeh. It's asur by both because they use both. So
even if they use, so in our society, we use canola oil, olive oil, avocado oil, like it's all of them are used.
well, the question is the let's say the Tosfos, the Ran will say, what do you call oil when you say go to the store, please buy me oil? What do you mean? Did it change or do you have a shame lavoi?
There's two stams.
Are there two stams?
Well, in this scenario,
Oh, in this scenario,
there's two
they
stams.
use stam, but I'm not sure if canola oil made it to be stam shemen. You have to use a shem lavoi. You have to give the name, the modifying name, canola oil. It does
Vegetable oil.
vegetable oil.
Vegetable is a very sunflower.
So you're saying back then they would call both of those two oils oil.
Yeah,
But
it,
you know
yeah,
what? You know
yeah.
what? I didn't
modify
but
it.
Right,
in the grocery
right.
stores now, everyone has a modifier.
Yeah, everything.
Every
Right.
oil has a modifier. Right? They all
There's
have,
no just
there's
oil.
no just oil.
Well, there are
That's why I don't
brands
like
like
shopping
Mazola
for
oil,
my wife. I
which
always
people
bring home
don't
the
think
wrong
of that specific.
one.
Yeah, no, you're
I see
right.
there's a commonality here
OG
among
oil.
Yeah, no, you're right. That
Pumpkin
now that you, it wouldn't, we don't have it so clear. In Bavel, it was clear that shumshumin was the way to go. That was oil. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't drink shumshumin. They had shemen zayis. But then there's a place where you could have both. Yes, it is societal. So if you have both, that up to the point that they're both called
oil.
equal, they're both called oil.
Right.
Yeah. So we have this sometimes. You have different types of bread. Whole wheat bread. Is that what's called bread?
Ezekiel bread.
That's a good question.
Okay.
Dry
Made out of
bread,
grass.
If
white
it had
bread.
grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's healthy. It's the healthiest bread.
My wife buys them. He has them in slices in the freezer for 3 months.
Yeah.
Or
probably have a baby. Probably have a baby
at 3 months.
I don't even want to
Terrible.
get into it. It's horrible.
Yeah, so bread.
It's horrible.
You don't eat nothing. You better.
I eat Ezekiel cereal.
No,
Ezekiel
puts
cereal.
avocado on it. It's delicious.
So if you put so okay, so that's not called bread, right? And whole wheat bread, if you say I make a nether on bread, you can't have whole wheat bread. Whole wheat bread is still called bread.
Sourdough would be okay.
Well, I
No,
guess.
all bread would be awesome.
Yeah,
I think
sourdough
bread
is
is
still a
like,
bread. If
yeah, that's
people
it.
I well the question is, do people you want to know if people refer to that when they say bread?
I would think all like there's isn't there like your mazonos
Garlic
buns
bread.
and shahakol buns. That to me is different, but bread, wouldn't it include any whole wheat? If I'm saying a muster on bread, probably I'd be
It's
off limits
a
unless it was shahakol.
widespread
Okay,
that
but
bread.
Sourdough and
Ezekiel bread.
Ezekiel bread are different.
Ezekiel bread, though, is still bread.
No, it's grass.
Oh,
It's like
it's not grass.
Oh, I
It's not
see.
bread. It's not
It's
wheat.
still
It's grass.
okay. You see, I
Okay.
might see on it.
Yeah.
What
This
is
will
Ezekiel
make
bread?
about
I think
see.
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
What's the middle?
What is there wheat in it?
It's a mutzah. To that. What? So you see, it's a mutzah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what it
He
is.
wants to know if
I
it's wheat
might be
or
enough wheat.
barley.
I guess they put wheat in it.
That was
It is.
never Googling again.
They must have the grains inside it.
Wow, wow,
I
wow.
mean, if someone says, can you go to the store to buy me that, you'd ask which kind, because it could include any of them.
Right.
Sourdough, whole wheat.
Yeah.
Sourdough is not bread.
I don't know. When I grew up, white bread was called bread.
Wonder
And
Bread.
any other
Wonder
modifier. In
Bread.
other words, that
Which
was
is
just
that's the
bread. And
modifier.
that
Right?
was that was a stump
It's
bread
magical.
Yeah, okay,
when I was a
going
kid.
back
And
40, 50
then,
years,
little by
white bread,
little,
rye bread, was there rye?
little by
Rye,
little,
yeah.
there started being more varieties. Till now, there's like
Same thing
so
with
many
ketchup. You go
varieties.
in the
It's
supermarket,
hard to
there's
find white bread now.
17 things of ketchup.
It's hard to find white
Because
bread.
it's so unhealthy, probably.
White bread.
Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread.
Wonder bread.
Wonder Bread, yeah.
Yeah,
Not
okay.
many
Yeah.
slices of Wonder Bread.
Nutella.
Nutella. Okay, so let's see. So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying it depends on each country where you're at, Bavel versus Eretz. But Makom Shem Stopkin Mizem is Aser. Frak the Gemara, Pshita. Pshita, why do I need a Gemara, a Brisa? This is a Brisa from Tanoim to teach me that when you have a country where they have, it's enough to be mistopic. Mistopic means they use it regularly, and it has to be regular enough that, like I'm trying to describe here, that would be called stam. So if it's used regularly enough, but people use both, so is that a chiddush that a Tana has to tell me that you're also on both?
You
Maybe
might think you're
that.
asking just on the one you use.
Why? No, why?
Because that's what
Why?
you would have meant when you said the netter.
Yeah, but you go by the country, by what do people use, what your society uses. You should look at what you personally use.
Makes sense. You're not making a netter on the whole society. You're making a
Hold
netter
on.
On yourself.
We've read a whole Mishnah.
Das is through. We determine das through societal use. Isn't this in a context?
No.
Where
so
we don't
I,
know?
Yes. The truth is, I do have to speak out, right? If the guy is available to ask, yeah.
Right? We always ask. Right?
In all these cases, we ask.
Right.
This is really like the first thing because we've gone through many, many examples of.
But I'm just saying that maybe that's why it's not pshita. You could have thought that
he's available to ask.
No, you could have thought it would have been stam. Whatever he uses is it not what society uses?
Yeah, but so you could look at all these cases. If the guy would be using something different,
that's
then,
why it's not pshita. That's why I had to speak at all these cases.
He doesn't say the guy. He says mokaim shem.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He says we go by society. Society uses. Let's say 40 years ago, they had rye bread and white bread. So both of those things would be called bread. But I don't know.
I'm just trying to answer why it's not necessarily pshita.
Why you're saying that? What that is?
You might have thought you would go after what the guy uses, not what the majority is.
If he has a go-to thing, then maybe we just go with what he does, because that would be his das. You could that would be like asking him if he has something he uses.
Why would it be pshita otherwise? Though it's still chiddush.
What do you mean? Well, no, Gemara says pshita.
Wait, sorry, pshita on what?
If you have a city that has two types, they eat two types of oils, olive oil and sesame oil. So what, if you say, I'm make a nether on oil, what do you also run? So the Brisa says you're also on both. And the question is, isn't that pshita? It's simple. You don't need a tana to say that.
And Max is saying, no, you might not go according to the Brisa, you might go according to the person himself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
But
Kamash Malan, that we go according to this.
But I just don't know if that's pshat, because if he had a go-to way how he would act, then we would follow that way. Yeah, that wouldn't be a shaila. We're talking where he is totally. He
we
says,
have no idea.
One day he uses sesame oil.
And he wasn't thinking. You know, he was thinking. You know, like I always say when we learn Hilchas Shina Hesach Hadas. You know, what were you thinking when you made the bracha? Did I say, what was I thinking?
I was thinking about this is
well.
So I don't have das. That's where the shaila comes up.
We know it can only be one of the two, but
right,
we're being machmer and we're including both.
So. Well, not being machmer. No, that we don't know.
Saying they're both off limits.
We don't know, and they're both off limits. I don't know if the chumra. If they both,
we don't
they,
do by Roy here, like it, saying what
it's enough to be. Making. It's enough to be a player.
They're going
to
bring Rob in now.
Each one's a player. Each one's a player. They each one's a player. So they're both usher. So says the Gemara, isn't that pshita that should both be usher? So the Gemara answers, loitricha. No, loitricha. We need it for the following case. The ruba minchad mistapkin, rive of the country.
64.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Use
enough of a significant rife uses, let's say, olive oil, and there's a miyot who uses sesame oil. They use one type of the oils. They use the olive oil. So ma'adatema, I would think azil bazaruba. You should go after rife and say he probably means rife. Kamash balan, since it's a suffix, it's 65-35. So, but there is a suffix. It's 60-70-30. So since there's a suffix, 30%, so that's a significant amount. So therefore, suffix is surah l'chumra.
That's assuming there's no modifiers in the name.
And he said, he said oil.
He said oil.
And
I'm
30,
not making a
oil. No, but I'm saying like, but they call both of these oil. They don't call one oil and one sort of sesame oil.
Yeah, they have to call. They call both of them oil.
Right. So in today's time, if we called all these different oils oil, then and you said oil, you'd be usher on all of them: avocado, sesame.
Well, depends.
Canola.
According to what he's saying here, it has to be a minority or a miut that's significant. I don't think that if it was a miut that was like 5%.
I know, but you see in our supermarket, we have all these different types of oils. It must mean they're significant, right? They wouldn't put avocado oil, you know, at Costco if nobody bought it.
Yeah, no, that's significant. It has to be significant, but the second thing it is, it has to be
just the stop name.
What is the case of 5%? 5% sesame oil? What do you think?
Well, we've this 5% of people have sesame. I don't know if that's called a meat
that's called
significant.
What is that called?
No, you have to be a Mi'at HaMatzoi. Mi'at HaMatzoi, you need a significant, like for checking for bugs, it has to be a significant amount. But here, it has to be more than 5%.
It's more like a 60-40.
More, or even 70-30. Even 70.
But not a 95-5.
Yeah, so says the Gemara, therefore, Safik Yisur L'Chorma, now they have a 30% of the population that calls this oil. And now we don't know, is he part of the 30 or is he part of the 70? So you apply the rule of Chumra, Safik Yisur L'Chorma.
That's the Ruba call, because it's like a massive Ruba. What would you call that?
Ruba the Ruba.
Ruba?
I don't know. Okay. That's what they call.
They're saying Ruba, and what are they saying?
Ruba and Mi'at. Ruba and Mi'at. They don't use the other word.
The ChatGPT ad, what I asked about the milk was Uber Eats.
It has to be used frequently enough that people use it. If your wife sends you the story by oil, yeah. You go. I think
you probably on the store shelf.
Right? You wouldn't automatically get all of it. You need to call her up and say, I don't know which oil you're talking
about. Yeah.
If you see that it's on his head.
Whatever you buy is going to be wrong. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Whatever's on sale. Yeah, that's the guy. And that's the guy's attitude.
I see a common theme amongst all of us.
Have a good day.
You're saying it was really a small vegetable or whatever. It's all cotton seed.